Shalom aleichem rabbi, shalom from Yerushalayim ira kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the fifth topic of Parshas Noach, the 70 nation which emerged from Shem, Chom, and Yefes, the children of Noach, after the Mabul. Perek Yud, Posuk Aleph. Ve'eile toiledois b'nei Noach, Shem, Chom, v'yofes, v'yivoledu lohem abonim achar Mabul. And these are the descendants of the children of Noach, Shem, Chom, and Yofes, the children that they had after the Mabul. The division will be as follows. Yefes is going to produce 14 of the 70 nations, Chom 30, and Shem 26, as we will see. Posuk Beis b'nei Yefes, goy mer umogoyg, umodai v'yovon v'suvol, umeshech v'siros. Yefes had 7 children, each one of them being their own nation. Tiros Rashi points out Zuporas. This is what we know as the Persian nation. Posuk Gimel uvnei Goymer, Ashkenaz verifas v'soygarmo. Goymer, although he himself is a nation, and his nation continued from the other children he had 3 bigger children, namely that each one produced their own nation. Ashkenaz, and Rifas, and Soigarmo. So far, we have 10 nations. Posuk Dalet. Uvnei Yovon, Elisha, v'Sarshish, Kitim, v'Doidonin. Yovon, although he is also his own nation, from the other children he had, but he had 4 children that each one of them produced their own nation. And they are Elisha, Tarshish, Kitim, and Doidonin. 14 nations for Yefes. Posuk hei me'ele nifredu iye hagoyim be'artesom ish lilshoinoi lemishpachosom megoyehem. And from these 14 people, they spread out into many islands all across the world. Each one had their own language, their own family, and their own nation. Adkan, the 14 nations of Yefes. Now we move on to the nations of Chom. Uvnei Chom, Kush, Umitzrayim, Ufut, Uchnoan. That's 4 out of 30. Uvnei Chush, Sevo, V'chavilo, V'savto, V'ra'amo, V'savtecho. Uvnei Ra'amo, Shevo, Udedon. That's an additional 7 nations that come from this descendants of Kush. Kush himself is also a nation. And they continued on from Kush's other children. But Svo, Chavilo, Savto, Ramo, and Savtecho, they made their own nations. And Ramo, although he also had his own nation from his other children, Shvo Dedon became their own nation. A sum total so far of 11 nations, 4 the children of Chom, and another 7 from the descendants of Kush. Posuk Ches, Bechush Yolades Nimroid, Hu Echel, Lehiyois Gibur Boretz. Kush had another son. His name was Nimrod. And this Nimrod, he started to be a gibor, to make people rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu hayo gibor tzayid lifnei Adonai, al kein yomar ki Nimrod gibor tzayid lifnei Adonai. He was a gibor and he trapped people with his words. He had convincing words to convince people to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, ever since Nimrod, that became a moshel. If you wanted to say, ooh, that Rosha, he's like Nimrod. It says, Rashi, lihiyo is gibor lehamrid kolo ilom ala kodesh boruch hu. Be'atzas doira palogo. As we'll see in the next topic, coming up, topic number 6. He was the one that instigated that. Gibor tzayid tzod da'aton shol brio is befiv. He would trap people with his convincing talk. Umaton limroid b'mokoim, he would trick them to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lifnei Hashem miskavei laknito al ponov, he intentionally wanted to make Hashem angry. Lifnei Hashem. Al ken yomar al kol od omar shia ba'azus ponim, anybody that becomes a rosha with brazenness, namely yodeya riboino, he knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. Umiskaven limroid boy, and nevertheless, he intentionally wants to rebel. Ye Omar will be said about him, Ze ki Nimrod gibor tzayid. He's acting like Nimrod. Posel gyud vatehi reshis mamlachtoi bovel ve'erech ve'akad ve'chalnei be'eretz shin'or. The original kingdom of this Nimrod was in four places, Bovel, Erech, Akkad, Kalne. All these four places were in a larger region called Shinor. Min ha'oretz ha'hi yotzo ha'shur v'yiven es Nineveh v'es rechevois ir v'es kolach. Ashur, we'll soon see, is one of the children of Shem. Somehow he ended up in the kingdom of Nimrod, Bovel, Erech, Akkad, and Kalne. But when Ashur heard that Nimrod is making people rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, this is not for me, I'm out of here. He left Minoret Ayyotso, Ashur, he left there, and Ashur built his own countries. It's Nineveh, the famous Nineveh from Sefer Yoino, that we learned on Yom Kippur. Ves Rechoivois Ir, Rechoivois the city, and the city called Kolach. Says Rashi Minoret Keivon Shero Ashur, es bono of Shoimim le Nimrod. He heard Ashur, that his children are listening to Nimrod, Umurdin, Bamokoim, Livnois, Hamigdol. They're rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu to build a tower in Dera Palogo. We'll see the next topic. Yotzo mitoichom, he left. Pozor good beis ve'esresen bein Nineveh uvein Kolach hi ho'ir ha'gedoylo. Ashur built another city called Resen. Resen was located between the cities of Nineveh and Kolach, described in Pasuk Yud Aleph. He ho'ir ha'gdoylo. The Pasuk Pshat I would have said was, it's referring to the subject of the Pasuk, namely Resen. The subject of Pasuk Yud Beis is Resen. Resen was a big city. But Rashi says not that way. Rashi says ho'ir ha'gdoylo is referring to Nineveh. Shenema, Rashi has a Pasuk in Sefer Yoino. It says, "V'ninveh hoyso ir gedoylo leilukim." Being that we find that Ninveh was an ir gedoylo, it must be that ir gedoylo in this pasuk is referring to Ninveh. I don't understand why can't there be two ir gedoylos, Ninveh of Sefer Yoino and Resen of Parshas Noach. But Rashi learned that ir gedoylo is referring to Ninveh. Continuing with the nations of Chom. Posegut Gimel. Umitzrayim yolades ludim ves anomim ves lehovim ves naftuchim ves pasrusim ves kasluchim asher yotzeu mishom pelishtim ves kaftoirim. Mitzrayim, Chom's second child, had another eight nations coming from Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim himself is also a nation, and that nation continued from his other children. But these eight descendants made their own nation, Ludim, Anomim, Lehovim, Naftuchim, Pasusim, and Kasluchim. That's six children. A seventh one is Kaftoirim. And Plishtim, he was an interesting guy. He came from Pasusim and Kasluchim. Pasusim and Kasluchim were two brothers, children of Mitzrayim. How could you have one son, Plishtim, a son of two brothers? Says Rashi. Lehovim shepneim doivim lelahav. Their faces were red. That's why they're called Lehovim. Pasrusim kasluchim asher yotzu misham Plishtim. Mishneim yotzu. Plishtim came from two brothers. How so? Shoyu pasrusim vekasluchim, these two brothers, machlifim mishkav neshesem elu lo elu. They would swap wives. Vyotzu mihem Plishtim. Plishtim was born from one of them, but we have no idea who his father was, either Pasrusim or Kasluchim. Either way, these are the descendants of Mitzrayim. That gives us another eight nations, plus the 11 that we had so far. Together, so far, we have 19 out of 30 nations of Chom. Over here, the Torah put a parsha. I don't know why. We're continuing the descendants of Chom. We're about to see the descendants of Canaan, the fourth child of Chom. If anything, I would have put the parasha by Pasuk Vov when we started talking about Chom. But there obviously is a reason. I don't know what it is, but there's a parasha over here, but we are continuing the descendants of Chom. Pasuk Tezvov uchnan yolades tzidoin mechoiroi v'escheis v'es haivusi v'es hoemiri. Ve'es ha'gir goshi, ve'es ha'chivi, ve'es ho'arki, ve'es ha'sini, ve'es ho'arvodi, ve'es ha'tzmori, ve'es ha'chamosi, ve'achar nofuitzu, mishpechois ha'kenani. Canaan had 11 children, which each one of them produced their own nation. Canaan is also a nation from the other children he had, but these 11 children created their own nations. Some of these names are familiar to you. These are the lands, the nations that lived in Eretz Yisrael before Am Yisrael came and captured them. Says Rashi, Ve'achar nafoitzu me'ele, from these 11 children, nafoitzu mishpachos halbe, came many, many families. Posuk yutez v'ayehi givu l'kanani mitzidoin boyacho geroro ad azo boyacho sedoimo v'amiro v'admo tzvoyim ad losha. And the border of this Canaan nation was from Tzidon all the way up north. Nowadays it's in the country called Lebanon, but really it's part of Eretz Yisrael. Boyacho, up until you come till Geror, which is in the south of the country, Ad Azo, which is on the shore of the Mediterranean. Boyacho, all the way to the east of the country, Sdoim Amoiro Admo Tzvoim, which we'll see about next week's parasha, Ad Losha, until the place called Losha. Says Rashi, Gvul HaKanani, Soif Arzo, the end of his country, the borders, called Gvul Shebemikro Loshan, Soif Vekotze, edge. Boyacho Shem Dovo, this is a noun, not a verb. Not until you come, rather until it comes. The border will come to Geroro Ad Azo. Like a person tells his friend, Gvul Ze, this border reaches. Until you come to this place. It sounds like Rashi's learning that this noun also has a usage of some type of verb. It's till you come till, until you walk till this place. So the noun and verb over here are really one. Posekhof, Eilev Nechom, Lemishpechoisom, Nilshoinoisom, Abartoisom, Begoyehem. All these 30 nations are the children, the descendants of Chom. Although they had many families and many languages in their countries and separate nations, nevertheless, they all attribute themselves all the way to Chom. It doesn't say this at the end of the families of Yefes, nor at the end of Yefes. Only by Chom and by Shem does it end off, and these are the descendants of Chom. Says Rashi, what's the point? Even though they were separated to different languages and different countries, they all attribute themselves to Chom. We'll see later on by Shem also, but it seems that it was not the case by Yefes. On to the Shem's descendants and the 26 nations that came out of Shem. Ule Shem yulad gamhu avi kol b'nei iver achi Yefes HaGodol. And Shem also had many descendants. Shem was the father of all the people that live on the other side of the river. Referring to Nahal Pros, the Euphrates, they crossed the river and they lived on the other side. And therefore they're called Bnei Ever. Achi Yefes HaGodol. Shem was the brother of Yefes, who was older than him. Hagodol is referring to Yefes, who was the Bechor of Noach. Says Rashi, Avi kol b'nei Ever ha-Nohor ho-Yoshom. He was all the people from the other side of the river, now plus, they were there. Achi Yefes ha-Godol, eini yodea im Yefes ha-Godol im Shem. When it says Godol, the older one, is that Yefes was the older one, or is it Shem, the subject of the sentence? So Rashi, Kishehu oi mel, later on we'll see. Shem ben me'as shono, shnosayim achar ha-mabul. Shem became 100 years old 2 years after the Mabul. That tells me, heveyoyma Yefes ha-Godol, it must be that Yefes is the older brother. How do I know that? Sharei ben tof kuf shono yonoyach sheizchil oilit. We know that Noach was 500 years old when he started to have children. Mefurash ha-posik, at the end of Parashas Bereishis. The Mabul began when Noach was 600 years old. Mefurash ha-posik, at the beginning of our parasha. Nimtza, what does that show you? Shehagodol bebonov, the oldest child of Noach, must have been Hoyo ben Me'as Shono, was 100 years old when the Mabul began. So that's not shame. because v'shem lo yigia l'meya shonu ad shnosayim achar ha-mabul. He hit 100 only 2 years after the mabul. So now we know that yefes is older than shem. Where to put chom is not clear. Maybe chom was the oldest. Maybe he was between yefes and shem. Maybe he was younger than shem. That we don't know. What we do know is that Yefes was older than Shem. Achi Yefes, why does it attribute the brotherhood of Shem to Yefes and not to Chom? It says Rashi v'loy achi Chom. She'elu shneihem, both Shem and Yefes, kibdu es avihem. They honored their father, as we saw in the previous topic. Bezeh, but Chom was bizo. He was mevazeh his father. Pasuk Chav Beis, now we start the 26 nations that come from Shem. Bnei Shem, Elom v'Ashur, v'Arpachshad, v'Lud v'Arom. The five children of Shem, one of them we heard about before. Ashur, he ended up in Bovel together with Nimrod, and he ran away from there because Nimrod was making his children rebel against Hashem. Uvnei Arom, Utz, v'Chul, v'Geser, v'Omash. An additional four nations from the children of Arom, besides for Arom himself, who is an entire nation from his other children. That brings up a sum total so far of 9 nations. V'Arpachshad Yolades Sholach, Shelach Yolades Eiver. Ule Eiver Yolades Shneivonim, Shem Ho'echod, Peleg Kivyomov Niflego Horetz, V'Shem Ochiv Yokton. Eiver had 2 children. One of them was called Peleg. And the reason Eiver called his son Peleg, because he had Ruach HaKodesh and he saw that Dira Palogo, where the nations are going to be separated, happened at the end of the days of Peleg. And his younger brother is Yokton. Which gives us another 4 nations, Shelach, Eiver, Peleg, and Yokton. Shelach had other children who continued the nation of Shelach. Eiver had other children who continued the nation of Eiver and Peleg and Yokton, a sum total so far, 13. The 5 children of Shem, the 4 children of Arom, and the descendants of Arpachshad, namely Shelach, Eiver, Peleg, and Yokton. Says Rashi, Niflego, in the days of Peleg, the country, the world, was separated. Nisbalbelu aleshoinos, the languages got mixed up. And they were scattered from the valley. We're going to see that later on in the 6th topic of the Dura Palogo. They were scattered throughout the world. We see from here, Eva must have been a Novi. He named his child based on what's going to happen later on. Seder Oilom is the Brisa that Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta wrote, a history of the world. And Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta writes in Seder Oilom, Shebesoiv Yomov Nispalgu. When did the Dura Palogo happen? At the end of the days of Peleg. Shim Toima B'tchilas Yomov. If you're going to say that it happened at the beginning of the days of Peleg, that can't be. Because Arei Yokton Ochiv Tzoir Mimenu. Yokton, Peleg's younger brother, was younger than him. V'hoilid Kamo Mishpochois Koidem Lochein. He had many children, as we're about to see. Shenemar v'yokton yolat, v'achar kach v'hi chol ha'oretz. The very next topic, the Dura Palogo starts off with the word v'hi chol ha'oretz sofo echot v'dvorim achodim. It sounds like the peleg, the dispersion of around the globe, did not happen yet. That means his younger brother had still many, many children. So it didn't happen at the beginning of Peleg's days. It must have happened at the end of his days to give his younger brother a chance to have all these children. Ay, Frek Rashi, who tells you that it happened at the end of his days? Vim Toima Be'emtza Yomov, maybe happened in the middle of the days of Peleg. Says Rashi, Leibu HaKosuv Listoim Elo Lefarish. Once it's not at the beginning, it must have been at the end. I don't understand what the logic of that is, why that's true. That if it's not at the beginning, it must be at the end. Why can't it be in the middle? I don't understand. The bottom line is, you learn from here. Shebishnas Mois Peleg Nispalgu. And the day that on the year that Peleg died, that's when the countries, the people were separated in the next topic of Dura Palogo. in what year did Peleg die, so we can know when exactly the Deira Palogo took place. This happened in 1996, Lebrias Ha'olam, 10 years exactly before Noach died, in the year 2006, and Avraham Avinu, at the point of Deira Paloge, was 48 years old. As we learned, Avraham Avinu was born in the year 1948, so in 1996, that makes him 48 years old when the Deira Palogo happened. So far we had the 13 nations from Shem. We're missing another 13 to get to the number 26. And here we go. Pasuk Chavov, the rest of the 13 are going to be Yoktan's children. V'yoktan yolad es almidod ve'es sholef ve'es chatzarmoves ve'es yorach ve'es hadirom ve'es uzol ve'es diklo ve'es oivol ve'es avimoel ve'es shevo ve'es oifir ve'es chavilo ve'es yoivov. All these 13 are the children of Yoktan. Says Rashi, V'yoktan, why is he called Yoktan? From the Lashon of small. She'onov, he was humble. Umaktin es atzmoy, he belittled himself. And as a schar for that, lekach zocho lehamin kol ha'mishpochis alolu. Therefore he had so many children. Chatzal Moves, referring back to Pasuk Chavov, says Rashi, his name wasn't really Chatzal Moves. Rather, Al Shem Mekoimoy, he lived in a place called Chatzal Moves, and therefore he picked up that name. Divrei Agodo, this comes from the Medrash. To point out, we had two names of the children of Yoktan that we had before. In Pasuk Chavches, one of the children's name was Shvo. We had another Shvo above in Pasuk Zayin, who was the son of Ramo, the son of Kush, the son of Chom. And in Pasuk Chavtes, we have Chavilo. Chavilo is also mentioned before in Pasuk Zayin, Chavilo, the son of Kush, the son of Chom. Later on, at the end of Parshas Chayesoro, we'll have a third Shva. The third Shva is a grandson of Avraham Avinu, a long-lost grandson from his wife Keturah, who gave birth to a child called Yokshan, and Yokshan had a son by the name of Shvo. Posuk Lamed, where did these 13 children of Yoktan live? They lived in a place called Mesha until the place called Sforo Harakedem, a mountain. These are the descendants of Shem. They had different families, different languages, different countries, and different nations, but they all attribute back to Shem, like Rashi said, by Eile b'nei Chom, as opposed to by Yefes, it doesn't say that, Eile b'nei Yefes. Pasuk Lamed Beis, to sum up the topic, Eile mishpechois b'nei Noyar lesoy ledoisom, begoyehem, umeyele nifredu, agoyim b'oretz, achar hamabul. These are the families that came from the children of Noach, their descendants, their nations, and from here is where all the nations of the world spread out after the Mabul. Adkan, the fifth topic of Parshas Noach, the 70 nations of the Bnei Noach, divided into 14 from Yefes, 30 from Chom, and 26 from Shem. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the sixth topic of Parshas Noach, the story of Deir HaPalogo, by the Aliyah of Shvi, Perek Yud Aleph, Posuk Aleph. Vayihi chol ha'oretz safoechos udvorim achodim. At that point in time, namely from the Mabul in the year 1656 until the year 1996, which is 340 years, everybody spoke the same language, says Rashi Loshon HaKodesh, Udvorim Achodim. Rashi has three pshotim in this word, Dvorim Achodim. Either it means they all joined into one plan, and they said it's not fair, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets to live all by himself in Shemaim, and we are so crowded over here on earth, it's not fair, let's go fight him. Dvorim Achodim meaning one etza, one plan. The second pshat, Dvorim Achodim, they used words against Yechidoi Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the only God in this world. The third pshat, Dvorim Achodim, Dvorim Chadim, they used their tongue to speak sharply against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rashi, Safo achas loshna kodesh. Udvorim achodim, three pshotim, pshat number one. Bo beitzo achas, one idea ve'omru. It's not fair that he gets to live by himself up there. Let's go fight him. In the words, Dvorim Achodim, Al Yechidoy Sheloilom, let's fight the only one in the world. Third pshat, Udvorim Chadim, sharp. And they said, Omru Achaz Le'elef V'tarnu Shonim, every 1,656 years, Horokia Mismoitet, the sky crumbles. Kishem Sha'asa B'yem Ha'amabul, that's what happened by the Mabul. The world was destroyed. And therefore, Boyu V'nasa Lo'ismoichos, let us make pillars for the world so the sky should not fall. And why is this Dvorim Chadim, why is this sharp words against Hashem? It's because Hashem promised and Hashem made a bris that the world will not be destroyed ever again. And therefore you doubt what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. That's called Dvorim Chadim, speaking sharply against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pozuk Beis Vayehi Benos Om Mikedem Vayimtzu Viko Be'eretz Shinor Vayeshevu Shom. And they left from the east. As we saw above in Pasuk Lamed, they settled in Har HaKedem. Although before I said the Pshat Vayehi Moishavo Mim Meisho Bo'echo Seforo Har HaKedem, that referring to the children of Yoktan who lived in this place, I later saw that the Ramban learns it's referring to all Bnei Shem who lived in this place. So they left from this place called Kedem, Har HaKedem. And where did they go to? They found a Biko, a valley, in the land of Shinor. Rashi mentioned it, the Pasuk mentioned it before. That's where Nimrod was a king. And Rashi over there said Nimrod was the one that started this rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they settled there. Says Rashi, they were living there. They left this harakedem, to find a place, a large area that can contain everybody. The largest place they could find was the valley of Shino. Posuk Gimel Vayoimeru Ish Eleyehu Hovo Nilmeno Levenim Venisrefo Lisrefo Vatilohem Halleveno Leoven Vahachimor Hoyolohem Lachoimer. It seems that in the valley of Shinor there were no stones, natural stones, to build with. So what they had to make was bricks. Hovo Nilmeno Levenim, let us make bricks. And how do you make bricks? You put clay together and you put it in a kiln, in a very hot oven, then makes it into bricks. These bricks took the place of oven, that was their new building stones. Clay, they use it as sealant and as to stick the stones one to another. Says Rashi Ishel Reyeu, man to his friend, referring to Uma Luma, one nation to another. Mitzrayim Nekush, Nekush Lefut, Ufut Dichnan. Why Rashi picks these specific nations, all descendants of Chom, I don't know. Especially since Rashi said before, Benosom Mikedem is referring to Har HaKedem. Those were the Bnei Shem. But now Rashi picks examples of the Bnei Chom. Hovo, Hovo Nil Ben Olevenim, what does the word Hovo mean? Hasminu Atzvechem, prepare yourself. Kol Hovo Loshen Azmono. Always hova means to prepare yourself. Shemechinim atzmom umischabrim lemalacho, and they prepare themselves and get together to do a job, oy le'etza, to come up with some idea, oy le'masa, or to schlep. Hova literally means hazminu. Levenim, to make bricks. Shein avonim bebovel. Sheibiko, there are no stones in Bovel, the valley. V'nisrevo l'sreifo, kach oisim alevenim, that's how you make bricks. Surfim oisim bekivsham, you burn them in a kiln, a very hot oven. Lachoimel, lotuach hakir, to put on the wall, to seal the wall. Pozog daled vayoymeru, hovo nivne lonu ir, umigdol v'roishoy v'ashomayim, v'nase lonu shem, pen nofutz, al pnei chol oretz. And they said, let us build a city with a tower that reaches all the way to the sky. And this way we'll be famous, and we want to be famous and stay in the same area, we don't want to spread all over the earth. Says Rashi Pen Nofutz, Shelo Yovi Oleinu Shum Makol Afitzeinu Mikan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't bring some type of calamity to throw us out of here. So let's build a strong city, a strong tower, in order that we should not be able to be spread out from here. Posukei vayered Adonai lirois eso ir ves hamigdol asher bonu b'nei hodom. And Hashem came down from Shamayim to see the city and the tower that the humans built. The humans built? Of course the humans built. Who else is going to build it? The animals? Says Rashi. Hashem doesn't have to come down to see it. Hashem knows everything from wherever he is. This is teaching a lesson to judges. They should not make somebody guilty until they actually see and understand well what he did. Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma. B'nei ha'odom, frekt Rashi, elo b'nei mi. Children of who? Of cows? Of donkeys? Shema b'nei chamoyrim v'gmalim. Donkeys and camels? Of course it's b'nei odom. Says Rashi, there's something deeper being said over here. Elo b'nei odom orishoin. B'nei ha'odom is not human beings. The children of odom orishoin, the first ingrate in history. Shekofo es atoivo, he was an ingrate. V'omar orishoin ashono sato imodi. He tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the woman that you gave me, she was the one that gave me from Eitz Hadas to eat. He was kofar betoiva. Rashi mentioned this above in Parshas Bereishis. Af elu kofu betoiva, these people of Anshei Doira Palogo also denied the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them. Limroi, they wanted to rebel against Bemishe Shpiyom Toivo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them so much good. Umil tomina mabul, and save them from the mabul. So they're acting like their father, Odom Orishon. Vayoymer Adonoi, hein am echod, v'safo achas lechulom, v'ze hachilom lasois, v'ato lo yibotzer mehem, koi lashoyo zemu lasois. And Hashem said, who is Hashem talking to? Rashi will tell us in the next pasuk. He's talking to the Malachim. He's advising with them, so to speak. What is causing these human beings to rebel against me? The fact that they're Am Echo, they're one nation, V'sofo Achas, they're speaking one language. And this is V'zeh Achilom La'asoyis. This is what's causing them to start to even think of rebelling against me. V'ato lo'i botzeir mehem koi la'shoyos mu la'asoyis. Is it the proper thing that now I should not hold them back from doing whatever they wanted to do? That would not be proper. Rather, what should we do, says Hashem to the Malachim? Hovo neiredo v'novo loshom sefosom asher lo yishmeu ish sefas re'eyu. Let's go down and mix up their languages. They shouldn't be able to understand one another, and then they won't be able to build this city and tower. Says Rashi, hein amechod kol toivo zu yeshimoin. Why are they being so successful? Sham echodem, they're one nation, v'safo achas lekulam, one language. V'dovo zeh hechelu lasois, that's what caused them to do this. Hachilom, it's really two words in one. As if it said, hischil oisom, what caused them to begin. K'moy amorom, which means, omar heim, omru heim, or asoisom. They, asois oisom. So to over here, hachilom is a combination of two words, lehaschi lehem lasois. Lo'ibotzeir mehem lasois bitmiyo. You have to read it with a question mark, exclamation mark at the end of the sentence. Ibotzeir loshen mehemiyo, to hold back. Ketargum as Targum explains. V'doymer lo yaposik en tehillim yivtzeir ruach negidim. Hovo neredo, who's Hashem talking to? Bebeiz dinoi nimlach. Hashem is advising with his bezdin the malachim. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to advise with his Bezdin? Me'an v'sanusoi ayeseiro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is humble. Hovo, mido keneged mido. The word Hashem used to punish them is hovo, mido keneged mido. Hey, Mamru, what did the choytim say? Hovo nivne. Let us build a city. V'u kenegdo modad, v'omar hovo nerdo. And Hashem says, let's go down and confuse them by separating their languages. Second time we had Mida Keneged Mida in the parasha, we had it above. When it says, Nivku Ma'inois Tohoim Rabo, Mida Keneged Mida, because they said at the end of Parashas Bereshis, it said, Rabo Ro'as Ha'odo. V'novlo, what does novlo mean? Nevalbil, confuse, mix up. Nun, the word nun, v'novelo, mishamesh b'loshen rabim, makes it say that it's many people talking, because Hashem is talking to the malachim. V'heyachroino yaseiro, as far as diktuk is concerned, the last hay is extra. Kehei shel nerdo, it could have said nered, and novlo, but sometimes the letter hay is added to make it sound nicer. Lo yishme'u, what will we accomplish by mixing up their language? They won't understand each other. Zeshoy leveno, vizemevitit. He asks, give me a brick, and he gives him cement. Vize oimedolov, but he asks, moichoy. He says, but you didn't hear what I said? He takes a hammer and he knocks his head open. Posuk ches. Vayofet adoino yoiso om mishom. Alpenei cholo oretz vayachdelu. Livnois ha'ir. And Hashem scattered them all over the world. And that's what caused them to stop building the city. Al-kein koroshem bovel, kishom bolal adoinoi sefaz kol ha'oretz, umishom efitzom adoinoi al-penei kol ha'oretz. And that's why this valley of Shinar got a new name called Bovel. Because that is a place that Hashem bolal. He mixed up the languages of all the people. Each one had a separate language. And from there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu scattered them all across the globe. Even though it said it already, a pasuk ches. Vayofetz Hashem oiso mishom al pnei chol ha'oretz. Why is the pasuk repeating it again? Says Rashi, the first one is Olam Hazeh, and the next one is Olam Habo. The Torah Palogo has no chelek in Olam Habo. Says Rashi, Vayofetz oiso mashem oiso mishom ba'olam hazeh. Rashi's predicting the next pasuk's repetition. What were they trying to accomplish by building the city and the tower? As they said in Pasuk Dalid, Penofutz, al pnei chol ha'aretz, we may be scattered. Says Hashem, no problem, I'll scatter you. Niskayim aleihem, that's what happened to them. Usha omar shloimoi, megoiras rosho hisvoyenu. What a rosha is afraid of, that's what ends up happening to him. Umishom efitzom, again the pasuk repeats itself. Hashem scattered them across the earth. Lomad she'inam chelek loinam abov. And the fact that the Torah repeats it again. Fekt Rashi akasho v'chi eizoy koshe. Which chet was worse. Shel doira mabul, which included arayos, avidizore, and gezel. What they did in this generation, which was rebelling, fighting against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elu, the anshei doira mabul loy poshtu yodom be'iko. They're not fighting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even a person that's over avodizore, that's not called fighting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has a mistake, a terrible mistake, that he can gain benefits from other gods, so to speak. But it's not fighting Hashem. They're fighting a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So how could it be that ve'elu nishtefu, doira mabul were washed away, the whole world was killed, ve'elu le'nevdu min oilom, and doira palogo was not destroyed from the world, they were just scattered. L'chaira, the worst avera deserves a worse punishment. And here we see the opposite. Emfeld Rashi, elo. They were robbers. They fought amongst each other. Therefore, they were destroyed, obliterated. They were friendly one with another. They spoke the same language and they were with unity. A fourth pshat. Rashi did not mention this pshat above in Dvorim Achodim. Rashi now learning Dvorim Achodim means they were be'achdus. You see how terrible machloikes is. That's why their mabul was destroyed, even though their averis were not as bad as the averis of their apaloga. And their apaloga, even though their averis were worse, but there was sholoim between them, and therefore their punishment was not as severe. Adkan, the sixth topic of Parshas Noach, the chait of their apaloga. On to the seventh and last topic of Parshas Noach, the 10 generations from Shem until Avraham. Pasuk Yud Eile Toiledois Shem Shem Ben Me'as Shono Vayuledes Arpachshod Shonosayim Haramabul. And these are the descendants of Shem. Shem was 100 years old when he gave birth to Arpachshad, 2 years after the Mabul. Is Rashi Shem ben Me'as Shono kishoilides Arpachshad shnosaim achar amabul. I don't know what Rashi is coming to add to the pasuk. Vayichi Shem acharei olides Arpachshad chamesh me'oyin shono vayoled bonim uvanois. Shem lived after giving birth to Arpachshad another 500 years, which means that Shem lived a total of 600 years, and he had other boys and girls besides for Arpachshad. He was 35 years old when he had Sholach. He lived for another 403 years, which gives him a total of 438 years when Arpachshad died. V'shelach chai 30 shono v'yoyled es eiver v'yichi shelach acharei hoylido es eiver 3 shonim v'arba me'oy shono v'yoyled bonim uvonois. Although Shelach and Arpachshad lived for the same amount of years after they gave birth to their first child, but their sum total is different, because Arpachshad gave birth when he was 35, Shelach when he was 30. Shelach lived a total of 433 years, as opposed to Arpachshad, 438 years. Vayichi Eiver 34 shono vayoled es Peleg. Vayichi Eiver acharei hoyled es Peleg 30 shono v'arba me'oyin shono vayoled bonim uvonois. Eiver lived a total of 464 years. Vayichi Peleg 30 shono vayoled es Reu. Vayichi Peleg acharei hoyled es Reu 9 shonim u'masayim shono vayoled bonim uvonois. Peleg lived a total of 239 years. And Rashi told us before, the year Peleg died, that's when the chet of Deira Paloga happened, in the year 1996, 10 years before Noach's death. Avraham Avinu is 48 years old. ויחי ראו שתיים ושלושים שונו וילד אסרוג ויחי ראו אחרי הולידו יש סרוג 7 שונים ומסיים שונו וילד בונים ובונויס. The sum total of Reu's years are identical to Peleg's years. Both of them lived 239 years, a drastic drop from their previous ones, Shem, Arpachshad, Shelach, and Eivel. The lifespan was cut in half. ויחי סירוג 30 שנה ויולדס נחור ויחי סירוג אחרי הולדס נחור 2 שנה ויולד בונים ובנויס. סירוג gave birth when he was 30 years old, and he lived for another 200 years, which gives us a total of 230 years. ויחי נחור 29 שנה ויולדס תורח ויחי נחור אחרי הולדס תרח 19 shono me'as shono vayoled bonim uvanois. The sum total of Nochor's years is 148 years. Vayichi Serach 70 shono vayoled es Avram es Nochor ves Horon. And Terach lived for 70 years, and then he had 3 children: Avram, Nochor, and Horon. This Nochor, maybe, probably, named after his grandfather. Terach's father was Nochor. This is the 3rd name in the parasha that we have 2 people with the same name. Nochor, Chavilo, and Shvo. In addition to Lemech and Chanoich that we had in Parshas Bereshis. Be'ele toiladois terach, terach oylid es Avrom, es Nochoir ve'es Horon, ve'horon oylid es Loit. I don't know why the Torah repeated the children of Terach, Avrom, Nochir, and Horon, but the chiddush of the pasuk is that Horon had a child by the name of Loit. Vayomos Horon al pnei Terach ovi ve'beretz moilatoi be'ur kasdim. And Horon, Terach's youngest son, died during Terach's lifetime in the place that he was born, namely in the place called Ur Kasdim. And Rashi gives us a whole background how Horon died. It says Rashi al pnei Terach oviv bechaye oviv. That's the poshup shot. Umedrash agodo oimer, not only in the life of Terach, shal yedei oviv meis. Horon was killed because of his father Terach. How so? Shekoval Terach al Avrom benoi lifnei Nimrod al shekiteit es tzlomov. Terach was complaining in front of Nimrod about his son Avrom that destroyed his avodah zarah. And what did Nimrod do? Veishlichoi lekivshan ha'esh. Nimrod threw Avrom in a fire. V'horon yoishev v'oimer b'libo. Horon, Avrom's younger brother, is sitting on the side and he's thinking to himself, Im Avrom noitzeach, ani mishaloi. If Avrom ends up winning, I'm on his side. V'im Nimrod noitzeach, ani mishaloi. Whoever is stronger, that's whose team I'm on. Ukshenitzel Avrom, when Avrom was saved, Omruloi lehoron, nunu, mishel mi'ato, put your mouth where your words are, put your actions where your mouth is. Omar lohem Aaron, mishel Avrom ani, I'm on Avrom's side, he was saved from the fire. Yishlichu lekivshan ha'esh v'nisraf. They threw it into kivshan ha'esh, into the fire, and he was burnt, and he was not saved. All this happened al penei terach oviv. Because Terach complained to Nimrod about Avrom, that's what brought about Horon's death. V'zeu Ur Kasdim. This is all hinted in the words Ur, which means fire. The fire in the city, in the country of Kasdim, which is where Terach, Avrom, and Horon, and Nimrod lived at the time. U'menachem Piresh. Menachem says Ur doesn't mean fire, rather means Ur means Bika, a valley, as we saw before. Nimrod lived in Bovel, in Shino, which was a valley. B'chein b'urim kabdu Hashem, b'chein mu'rat tzifoini, which means kol choir, a hole, ubeka, omoik, in a deep valley, korui ur. Pozuk choftez, v'yikach Avrom, v'nochoir lohem, noshim, sheim eishes Avrom, soroi, v'sheim eishes nochoir milko, basaron avi milko, Avrom and Nochoir, the two older children of Terach, took wives. They married their nieces, who happened to be also sisters. Soroi and Milka were the two daughters of their younger brother, Horon. Milka, it says, Mefurish. And Yiska, Rashi tells us, is Sorai. She had two names. Some people called her Sorai, and some called her Yiska. So Avrom and Nochoir married there are two nieces who are sisters, Sorai and Milka, which makes Loit their nephew, but also their brother-in-law. Loit was the third child of Horon. Says Rashi, Yisko, Zu Soro. This is Soro. Al why she called Yisko? Al she soicho beruach hakodesh. She sees things in ruach hakodesh, a form of nevuah, and b'shakol soichin biyofyo. Everybody looks at her beauty. Void a third pshat in Yiska loshin nesichus. She was acted like a princess. Kamoi soro loshin sroro. She had a she ruled over. She was like a mistress, a choshuva lady. Three pshatim in Yiska. Posuk lamed v'atihi sorai akoro ein lo volod. Sorai was an akoro. She was barren. She had no children. Chazal Darshan, the double Lashon, Akoro and Ein Lov Lodod, not only did she not have children, she had no womb in the first place. So it was an islandess, says the Gemara Nivomis. Vayikach Terach es Avrom benoi, ves Loit ben Horon ben benoi, ve'es Sorai kalosoi eishes Avrom benoi, ויצאו איתם מאור כסדים. מולכס ארצו כנען, ויבויו עד חורון, וישבו שום. And Terach took Avram, his oldest son, together with Loit, Terach's grandson, who was the son of Haran, and Sarai, who was a granddaughter of Terach, but also the daughter-in-law, because she married his son Avram, and they all went, Vayetze'u itom, both are plural, Vayetze'u, referring to Terach and Avram, went with them, referring to Loit and Sarai. They left Ur Kasdim. Where's their destination? Where do they want to go to? Eretz Kenoan. But they only made it to Choron and they settled over there. Says Rashi, Vayetze'u itom, Vayetze'u Terach ve'Avrom, im Loit ve'Sarai. Rashi's bothered by what's the plural of Vayetze'u and then itom. So he splits it into two and two. Terach and Avrom together with Loit and Sarai. Posuk Lamed Beis, Vayehiyu Yemei Serach, Chomesh Shonim Umosayim Shono, Vayomos Terach Bechoron. Terach lived to the ripe old age of 205 years old. And Terach, although he was planning to go to Eretz Kenoan, he ended up dying in Choron. Says Rashi, this Posuk Lamed Beis is a 60-year jump into the future. ויומוס תרח בחורון, when did this happen? לאחר שיוצאו אברום מחורון, ובו לארץ כנען, after Avram left Choron and came to Eretz Canaan, ויושם יויסר משישים שונו. He was in Eretz Canaan for more than 60 years. How do I know? שרי כסיב in next week's parasha, ואברום בן חומי שונים ושיבים שונו בצייסו מחורון. He was 75 years old when he left Choron. If Avram was 75 years old, how old was Terach? A simple cheshbon. V'terach b'tshivim shono yog shenolad Avram. Terach was 70 years old when Avram was born. How much is 70 plus 75? Harei kuf mem hei l'terach. When Avram left Choron, Terach is 145. Kishiyotzo Avram mechoron adayin nisharu mishnois of harbe. When Avram left Choron, there are many years left for Terach's life. 60 years. If that's the case, v'lomo hikdim akosu misoso shel Terach litzioso shel Avram. So how come the Torah puts Terach's death over here before Avram left, when Terach's death happened many years after Avram left? Emfat Rashi, shelo yehe adovo mefursom lakoil. It shouldn't be publicized. V'yomru, people will come to say, lo yikim Avram es kvoid oviv. He wasn't mechabed his father. He left him as an old man and left him. The Torah calls him dead to hide the fact that Avram Avinu was not mechabed his father. People shouldn't speak badly about Avram Avinu. Says Rashi, the truth is, even though he was alive for another 60 years, but a wasted life is might as well is as if he's dead. Even when they're alive, and Terach was a Rosha, he's called dead even when he's alive. So it's not false to say Vayomos Terach at this point in time. That tzadikim, on the other hand, even when they're dead, they're called alive. Shenemar Posek in Sefer Shmuel, Ubenayo ben Yoyodo ben Ish Chai. He was Chai. His father was Chai, even though he was dead, because as long as his legacy continues on, his good legacy, he's considered Chai. Where did Terach die? Bechoron, says Rashi, Anun Afucha. It seems that in Rashi's Sefer Torah, the Masorah was to write the Nun backwards. We don't have such a Masorah in our Sefer Torah. Why is the Nun backwards? Loimar lecho ad Avram. Until the days of Avram, till then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry as a result of the Chet of Adam HaRishon, as a result of the Chet of Deira Mabul, as a result of the Chet of Deira Palogo. Once Avram came around, Avram is going to bring the world to its final tikkun, as we will see Be'ezer Hashem in the coming parashiyos. Adkan, the seventh and last topic of Parashas Noyach, the 10 generations from Shem ben Noach until Avram Avinu. Let us end off with a song to help us remember these these 10 generations. Shem Arpach Shad Shelach Ever Peleg Reu Serug Nochoir Terach Avrohom Asor Odoi Rois Mishem Ad Avrohom Shem Arpach Shad Shelach Ever Peleg Reu Serug Nochoir Terach Avrohom Asor Odoi Rois Mishem Ad Avrohom. Shabbos, good Shabbos.